This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, here to focus on the things that are going on present, perhaps some thoughts about the future during the course of the program. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a summation of a lot of things I think we have there the last year or so archived of our conversations. And we're really here to help the small farmer, the farmers and the families that own small businesses that support the farmer. Lots of problems. Hopefully we address them in a positive way to give you help. You can always send me ideas of things that you want me to check out. It's in Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Problems, solutions to problems. Also, we have lots of locavores that focus on the people who are using the products that we grow and raise on our farms. And each week we have at least one person. Today we have a couple of different people. Later in the hour we'll meet Eric Brenneman, who's a pig farmer from Washington, talking about eliminating the use of antibiotics for growth purposes on her farm. But first we're going to meet Javier Ponce, who has started a floating farm. He's the Smart Floating Farm founder. Say that one. Talk about alliteration. The Smart Floating Farm's founder, architect of the idea. This project is something that's going on in Spain. Javier graduated from Monterrey Institute of Technology in Mexico, has a master's degree, and has used this to design a very unique concept in farming, the floating farm. Javier Ponce, welcome to the American Family Farmer. How does this floating farm work, the concept? How did you come up with this?
Hello, Doug. First, thanks for the opportunity. Well, this is a concept that I was traveling Southeast Asia, visiting some areas with fish farms, and also I have known since my history classes of the Chinampas in Mexico, where they used to farm in the lakes in Mexico. So then I was realizing, okay, how can we provide people with how to produce locally with healthy food and using maybe these floating farm techniques and also clean energies. So the concept emerges from a mix of different things. I'm more design focused, as you mentioned. I'm an architect, but I'm trying to have a complementary solution. I'm not trying to replace anything here, but just another alternative, because I do believe we will need other type of concepts for the future.
Well, there are a lot of things. We've devoted some time here, Javier, to people in the city who are developing gardens by hauling dirt and loam and stuff up to the top of the apartment buildings, the big buildings in New York, and growing on the rooftops there. That's another interesting way of dealing with people's needs and desires to have fresh fruit and vegetables as much as they can. So in this circumstance, the floating farm, for those of you who can't conceptualize this, this is actually a barge, is it not, that's floating? You've created a sort of an island of vegetation, if I'm understanding what's going on here.
Yeah, basically, as you mentioned, there are things going on in Brooklyn, etc. So this is another complementary to urban agriculture, I would say, another concept. So the barge, basically, here is a platform, a floating platform. Imagine a multi-level story. It can be also single, but let's say in the lower area of the platform, closer to the water level, let's say we can have fish farms. In the middle level, we can have hydroponics or to produce different types of crops depending on the region where the farm is located. And on top, let's say the cover or the rooftop of this can be filled with solar panels, with photovoltaic energy, so that it is a self-sufficient platform with obviously recycling nutrients in the processes. So that's the final aim of this platform, to be self-sufficient in a way.
Wow. What a great... This is so clever. Using the energy with the solar to produce all that you need on the barge. You're growing food that can be sustained, if you will, or helped by the things that are coming out of the aquaponics of the fish,
exactly,
if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is very, very
exactly.
clever.
I mean, I'm not discovering the sugar water here or the Coca-Cola, but I am trying to combine, in a way, different existing technologies into a single platform, which can be replicable. I mean, that's a modular, meaning a modular product that can be added, and you can, you know, produce different types of fish or of crops, or depending on the region.
What regions, where are these things now in existence? Where are there examples of these floating farms?
Well, actually, we are still working on the finishing feasibility studies for different regions. We have been contact from people in different parts of the world. There is not a finished prototype yet, let's say. We are aiming to do that in 2018, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we are exploring different regions. Some are in the Middle East. Some are here in Spain. There is another possibility in California and close to Salton Sea Lake. And, well, there are different options, but we are still on paper, let's say. But working with real specialists, with companies, aquaculture companies, hydroponics companies, etc., which are real, with loads of experience.
So what do you think are going to be the best crops? Can you grow corn, tomatoes, carrots, the normal things that we'd find on a produce farm? Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, the answer would be it depends on the region, what they consume. But, you know, in the U.S., I know there's a lot of corn, soybeans, wheat, tomatoes, etc. I mean, in these platforms, you can have – we started thinking of lettuces, also some, for example, some leafy greens, some other vegetables, some types of fish like grouper, sea bass, etc. But actually, the complex thing or difficult thing here is that the floating structure can be the same for a worldwide scale, but the problem is that what people consume is very different in different parts of the world, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but the idea is that it can adapt to different types of crops.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that makes plenty of sense. Yeah. Adaptation, soil is the same, so what you grow on it depends on what people want in the areas where you are. This is a brilliant idea. We'll continue our conversation with Javier Ponce, who is the founder of Smart Floating Farms. If you go to the website, Smart Floating Farms, all one word, smartfloatingfarms.com, I'm sure you'll get some pretty interesting ideas as we continue to peruse what's going on here. I want to talk about whether animals are likely to be a part of this scenario when we continue our conversation. 14 past the hour, I'm here to tell you, if you missed out on our last MyPillow offer, now is the time for you to not walk, but run to your computer. Log on to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get two pillows for the price of one. Yes, the exclusive offer continues. Buy one MyPillow and then get one free. You know about the 10-year warranty. You know about the 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. If you don't, you should experience it. That is, order these pillows at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get them. If you don't like them for whatever the reason, I'm not going to spend, you know, like the ads for the drug companies. They spend 15 seconds telling you why to use the drug and 45 seconds telling you how horrible they are. No, everybody's got a different experience. But I will tell you something. This guy couldn't have 1,500 people making these pillows around the clock if the pillows didn't work and they weren't any good. They are. They're fabulous. And the deals are fabulous. The opportunity is fabulous. So take advantage of it while it exists. No way the offer lasts. Don't worry. you have me to tell them to send you a pillow at the right price. Right price, the regular price for the first pillow, second pillow, free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning around. Get the best rest possible. Here you go. Made in the USA. Great customer service. MyPillow. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Our conversation continues here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Javier Ponce, who has created Smart Floating Farms, the website smartfloatingfarms.com. What a brilliant concept. But I want to know, we've talked about crops and that sort of thing. What about animals? Can you put animals on these floating farms?
Well, actually, it's a very interesting question because there are right now there in Rotterdam in the Netherlands there is a company which is actually building I believe one floating farm with cows. They're exploring how to convert milk into dairy products, and so that's one example. A lot of questions emerge that it has a controversy because are the cows going to get DC, et cetera. But yeah. Actually, that's a very nice idea and everything, but I have not explored that path, and let's say. I'm more into the seafood and the vegetables. But I do believe it can be a way also to, but let's maybe what the answer will be, let's wait to see how this farm works in Rotterdam, because they're already exploring that option, yeah.
I would wonder also whether cows can handle being out on the water like that. But that's one of the things. It's all an experiment. This is all a way for us to look at the needs of the future because things are changing. In the next 20 years, urban areas will grow by leaps and bounds. There'll be twice as many urban areas, big, heavy, thick settlements around the world with lots of people in small areas, and the farms are getting crowded out. We all know that. In our country, Javier, the stupid government policy up to this point, at least the new tax bill fixes this, but farmers who didn't have any money but lots of land, when they died, they'd have to sell the land to pay their taxes. So that got a lot of people worked up. So that's why a lot of farms have been turned into housing subdivisions. Hopefully that will slow down a little bit. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Weekly overview of what's going on the American Family Farm with the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, having raised cattle all my life. I don't like to call them cattle, they're cows. And they're my friends. I have a lot of regard for people who are still trying to milk cows and have smaller farms, a very difficult thing to do. And so as we focus on these smart floating farms, one of the questions I had was whether dairying could be done. That's left to be seen. A lot of countries around the world are interested in this because of what's changing. One of the things that I find interesting to sort of think about, to ponder, Javier Ponce, is the amount of food that we are selling and importing, and the imports around the world, and the quality of those imports. And I'm thinking this may slow that down a little bit. It may be a positive impact of this. Do you think that that could be the case?
Well, in a way, some of the problems that we target with this idea is one of them being the massive imports, which we know uses a lot of fossil fuels and which causes a lot of CO2 emissions. So in a way, we know that there are a lot of massive imports going on in the world, so it doesn't make sense sometimes to be eating food that comes from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we know all about the land grabbings in different countries in the world. And so if you see the food security map of the world, there are regions which are supposed to be really food secure and cover all their food needs, but based on what, you know, based on imports. That's the thing.
Right.
There are very, very good examples in the world. So yeah, so this is a small modular farm which can be replicated. The aim is that to avoid this transport, to save on fossil fuels, and because we are not using them. So to bring to produce local healthy food using clean energy, let's say, in order to avoid those imports. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I find attractive about this, Javier, is also the fish farming, which has become, because we have overfished the oceans of the world.
Exactly.
When meat was found to be not so good for you, people started eating a lot of fish, and they want fish. They want good quality fish. But unfortunately, there are a lot of gross things being done on some of these fish farms, especially in Asia. And this eliminates it because of the way you've designed it to be self-contained. The feed that go to the fish will be a lot different and better and healthier than what we're finding is being fed to some of these fish on some of these fish farms around the world.
Exactly. That's one good point, because the fish farm is meant to be controlled and to avoid pollution to the atmosphere and also produce more healthy food. We don't need the use of more chemicals, and so the key word here will be transparency in a way.
Yeah.
So we aim that this farm can be controlled not only by huge companies, as we know that what has happened with all the battle of the GMOs and
right.
A lot of the stories going on in the world. So in a way, the transparency will be one key issue here in order to make sure that the food produced or the seafood produced in the farms is healthy enough for the people.
We only have a few more seconds. The other thing is desalinization of the salt water. If you're not using these barges on fresh water, then you're using the source from the ocean, which I also find very desirable. I think we ought to have desalinization plants up and down the coast of our country. All these people are worried about water. This is a very good way of solving that problem, especially places like California. But you've done that. You've thought of a lot of different things here. I wish you well. This is a wonderful idea. And I would urge everybody listening to go to this website, smartfloatingfarms.com, and see the concept ideas of how the barge would work. Javier, thank you. I hope you're going to have a good new year with this idea. Javier Ponce here on American Family Farmer.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Noda. After we eat, it's time for our digestive system to get to work, and typically, it doesn't work so well when we're asleep. That's why eating before bedtime is generally not a good idea.
And I think from the digestive point of view, you're filling your stomach. Your stomach then has to produce lots of acid in response. So the first thing I think about is reflux. So you're going to start bringing that stuff back up usually an hour after you go to sleep.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says in addition to reflux, there's another important reason to avoid eating before bedtime.
Our digestive system, as soon as we go asleep, it should go into house cleaning mode. And many years ago, Charlie Code here at the Mayo Clinic described housekeeping contractions or cleaning contractions moving through the small intestine at night. They sweep down the small intestine, moving all of the whatever debris or anything is left behind, moving it down to the colon where it belongs.
Dr. Murray says if you've just been eating, you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week with an overview of what's going on in our agricultural world, agricultural highlights, the story of people who are farmers, who have ag businesses that are in support of family farms, the hobby farmer, the person who's looking for the best food, the locavore movement, choices in food. All these things are part of what we talk about. And this part of the program, we're going to welcome in Erin Brenneman, who is a pig farmer from Washington, Iowa. She and her husband raised about 20,000 sows over 3 different farms in Missouri and Iowa. Her husband's parents started the farm in 1981. They had a few sows, and then because there were different circumstances in the family, the situation changed. I think maybe it would be better for you to tell your story, Erin, than me to tell this story. Are you both of you, you and your husband, are farm kids, as it were? Did you marry into the farm, or did you grow up on a farm as well?
Yeah, no, thanks. No, that's quite the interesting story. I did not grow up on the farm. My husband did. As you said, his parents started the farm. I, however, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. So I have a very different perspective on this whole farming thing. I married into the farm. I met him at school. We married 11 years ago in August, and I have just been soaking everything up ever since then, and I love talking about it and sharing it, because I just know how unique it is to be a farmer, and how incredibly awesome it is.
You know, it's one of those things in America today. We had 98% of the people as our country was formed making their living on the land and taking care of themselves. Now it's 2% of the people making their living on the land, and it's almost an oddity. On my dairy farm in suburban Boston, I have become a strange person in the minds of many people because I have cows and I milk cows and sell raw milk and do that sort of thing. Not so in the place where you are, I'm guessing, because Iowa is known as one of the big ag states. But I wonder, when you first told your friend you're going to marry a farmer, what was their reaction?
Yeah, I think people have a notion, I mean, myself included, probably, of what a farmer is or today, and it looks completely different from that. So, yeah, there was some interesting reactions. I'm sure my family was a little surprised when I said I was going off to be a pig farmer. But, you know, it's kind of par for the course for me. I kind of did everything a little different always. But, you know, what a unique, fantastic opportunity to share it, because really everybody wants to know the stories from the girl who moved away from the city to become a pig farmer, and they are fascinated by what we do every day.
So
and,
what are you, you know, are you talking about your girlfriends from college, people that have been friends of yours? When you get together with the girls, come on, what do you talk about?
You know, lots of people want to know, what do I do? You know, what do we do every day? And the way I can explain it, because we specialize here on the farm, so I'm a very focused area on the farm is what I, you know, concentrate most of my time with, and that's I run a maternity ward for pigs, and a lot of people can relate to that, and it's fantastically amazing to work in there and do what I do every day, and people are amazed by that.
You know, it reminds me of a lady named Georgette who worked on my farm for a long time, and I never described her that way, but I now think that was exactly what she was. She ran the maternity ward for the Jersey cows, the heifers that were born and were being brought into the world, and we had almost a 100% success rate. Very rarely did we lose a heifer, and most of the dairy farms that I know of lose 10% of their calves each year, and they consider that's part of the business. I found it unacceptable to lose any.
Right.
And so I wonder how you deal with that. How are you? I want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty of what you do. We want to talk about antibiotics, because that's a big to-do
sure.
Now. It's all over the place. Everybody is trying. As a matter of fact, I think the FDA has put out a proposal this week to keep farmers from being able to use antibiotics on pigs and cows and sheep and things. The stronger ones would have to be prescribed by a vet. And so that's part of what I want to get into. But more back to the maternity ward itself. Did you create this? Did you pick up on stuff that you knew? Or is this all something that you, Erin Brenneman, have shaped?
No, yeah. Well, I'd say something I've shaped, definitely. I mean, my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, she worked in the farrowing house before we came back to the farm. My husband is the oldest of four children, so we were the first ones to actually really come back to the farm. And once we came back and we were, you know, obviously showed interest in being a part of it, they really embraced us to learn. And I tried everything on the farm. I mean, I did everything. I just wanted to immerse myself in this world, because it was just incredibly cool. And then I went out with his mom out to the farrowing house to take care of the moms and the babies, and I fell in love. And I say this time and time again, and maybe you've heard me say it before, but, you know, my father-in-law once said, do one thing better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that kind of empowered me, just that statement. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be awesome at this. And, you know, people are going to look up to me for doing that. You know, this is something that I can do that makes a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was a really powerful thing. And so I just turned my focus really to those first 3 days of a pig's life and made a job out of it. And it there's never a dull moment.
I wouldn't have thought. So you have two boys. What are your intentions for them as far as the farm is concerned? Have you and your husband talked about how old are these boys?
One just turned 9, and one will be turning 4 in August.
And what do they think of life on the farm?
They love it. They love life on the farm. My oldest, however, I actually just put him in a car and sent him back home with my dad for the weekend. My dad was out visiting. He loves the city side of me. My parents still live back in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so he is a Chicago connoisseur. He knows everything about the city. He knows probably more than I do at this point.
Right.
And so he is really interested in that sort of thing. But, you know, what I want for my children is to do what they want to do. But we certainly want them to know that there is a place for them here at the farm should they choose to come back here, because that's important to bring youth back into agriculture. But we're not going to force it on them.
No.
Now, the 4-year-old, yes, he'll ride in the combine all day long. And then when he can't, he's pushing the toy combine on the on the carpet.
Right. He's learning by doing and seeing being. Yeah, that's important because we need to have, one of the things that I focus on in this program is who's next.
Right.
A lot of the trades, a lot of the publications, much of the reality of farming is that many, especially in the millennial crowd, and I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing you are in that group age-wise, are not interested in going or staying on the farm or going back to the farm because it's too much work. And because the government is the problem and big ag is the problem, a lot of people are being driven off the farm, literally and figuratively, by stupid things being done by the government. And I wonder whether or not you think this latest round with antibiotics in the focus is something that is part of that, as it becomes more and more difficult for record keeping and
things
that one wonders, you know, actually why. We don't know what we're doing. Of course we know what we're doing. What do we need the government? Most of the people that come from the government don't know what they're doing, and they sure as heck don't know what you're doing.
Sure. I mean, to us, you know, they add a paperwork. Every now and then it's kind of like, okay, you know, just one more thing. But it's just become a routine. It's just become a part of it for us. And so it really, it doesn't bother us. I mean, we're happy to do that. I mean, and then from my standpoint, you know, I'm partly in the pig business, but I'm partly in the business of sharing what we do. And I understand firsthand, really, for the first 22 years of my life, that there's a disconnect, first of all, between an average everyday city dweller, consumer, and a farmer. A huge disconnect.
Right.
And people are wanting to know, you know, we just make sure we do things right every day on the farm. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about that. If you have questions about it, come ask us. We're not going to hide anything from you. We believe in what we do. And when we believe in what we do, it's very easy to share that. I mean, it's, you know, we do the right thing every day. So,
well,
This is not, exactly.
That's the thing. I used to say that to people on my dairy farm. I want you to come. I want you to see.
Right.
I want you to watch. I want the kids not to be afraid of these animals or afraid of the noises that come from the tractors, because there's so much fear-based thinking. We're focused on a forum the White House had on antibiotic stewardship, antibiotics being used, antibiotic resistance. Is this a public health threat? That's what we're going to get into in a few moments here on The American Family Farmer.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business. So you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope. That's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now that 2018 is here, you might have a New Year's resolution tied to losing weight and getting fit. But old habits die hard. Your treadmill is now an expensive clothes hanger. Your gym membership card has become a laminated bookmark. You secretly hate that slim neighbor who prances around in their Lululemons. And why do potato chips have to taste so much better than kale? Sound familiar? You're not alone. Perhaps you just need a little help from technology. Inexpensive activity trackers and smartwatches can not only help you track your toward progress, but they let you set attainable goals and be rewarded for your efforts. These wrist-mounted gadgets can monitor all your activities, including steps taken, distance traveled, calories burned, and sometimes your heart rate, and show you info on the device itself and a companion app for a deeper dive on your achievements.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're continuing now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Erin Brenneman. I'm a cow guy. She's a pig lady. That doesn't sound right, does it? Okay, so you've been actively involved in this public health discussion. I guess that's really what it is, the resistance to antibiotics by people who eat the food. But are the animals becoming resistant to the antibiotics? And therefore, is there need for a new strain or stronger antibiotics? And will that be met by more resistance by the people who are eating your product?
Right. I haven't been involved, like you said, I've been involved in that conversation. And to me, it really just comes down to the basics of understanding how we use them, when we use them, and why we use them. And we do use them, but, you know, I compare it a lot. My veterinarian once put it to me, much like a newborn baby. You know, you have a newborn baby, you keep it at home, and then you take it to daycare. And what happens? It gets sick with everything that you can find, right? You know, it's about predictable periods, at least in a pig's world. I don't know about the cattle world.
Yeah.
You know, there's predictable periods when we know they're going to be exposed. And then we do help them prevent them from being sick in those predictable periods. It's not their entire lifespan. And not to mention, too, you know, another thing that I think people get twisted is that these animals are just bound to get sick because they're, you know, the conditions that they have to live in and what have you. And, you know, that's kind of backwards. You know, our pigs are incredibly healthy animals. And we want to keep them that way. And that's why we have the biosecurity procedures and stuff. So the healthier we can keep them on their own, you know, the less antibiotics we'll have to use. That being said, you know, we have a moral obligation to keep them healthy. I mean, that's animal welfare right there. If your kid gets sick, you take them to the doctor, what do? They prescribe an antibiotic. You know, I'm usually praying that they prescribe an antibiotic. Same with our animals. We want them to be healthy. We do not want them to get sick. When I speak to groups of farmers, a lot of times, you know, we're encouraging people to get out there and share more of their stories. We have unique stories to tell every single day. I think it's just so important for us to share those things because people really do love them. But anyways, I tell them, you know, if there's a practice that you have going on your farm that you don't feel comfortable sharing with other people, you need to stop doing that practice, whether it be right or wrong, because we need to be comfortable with what we are doing on our own farms. And we live in the world of, you know, YouTube and Google. We need to be comfortable with what we are doing every single day. And we have to, you know, imagine that people are watching that, and because they are. They want to know. And there's no reason to be afraid of what you do.
No. As a matter of fact, you ought to be proud of what you do. I'm proud of having had the opportunity to talk to you because you're such a wonderful spokesperson for not only what your farm is doing, but what's being done in this area. One of the major areas of agriculture is the pork industry. Eliminating the use of antibiotics for growth purposes has been done, is being done. The FDA is putting guidance that requires veterinarians to oversee what's going on, and the standards will go into effect, I think, at the end of next year, and under the circumstances, do we need it or not? That's the question still to be addressed. Erin, thank you for being here. Erin Brenneman from Iowa. You can check out the dialogue at fooddialogues.com. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment focusing on food makers, if you will, food growers trying to find acceptable alternatives to sugar these days. We all know, I've talked about it here on this program and other programs, the Good Day Health Show and on the DJV show, the focus on sugar now is the current tobacco of 25 or 30 years ago. That is, many lawyers are lining up to sue the sugar companies because of the damage it's doing to American health or to health around the world. A lot of Americans love sugar. I certainly am one of them. I love cookies and cakes and candy and ice cream and all that stuff. And they don't come. They aren't made with sweeteners like the things that come from sucrose. We've got table sugar. You got high fructose corn syrup. They are concerns in this circumstance to many people. And the lawyers are coming after them big time because they're the culprit, the key culprit in the American diabetes epidemic, the obesity epidemic. Researchers at some of the big food companies working with some of the big ag companies are looking for ways to make food sweet without putting your health at risk. Some are testing natural zero-calorie ingredients like monk fruit and root extracts that are intensely sweet, They add flavor without calories. So you'll see that become, if I were buying stock in some commodity, I'd be looking for the first sugar substitute to come along, because this, and I'm not talking about raw sugar, the brown sugar, that's around, but it's very expensive. So all the food makers are looking for something that will attract or be attractive to your taste receptors and not hurt your body. Nestle is one of the companies that's leading the way in the sugar reduction effort. They understand what's going on, the political ramifications of all of this. So they have imposed deadlines on themselves for lowering sugar content before they get sued, because that's what's going to happen. By the end of this year, you're going to see some big challenges in terms of lawsuits. But there are also challenges in getting the sugar out of a lot of food, the processed food. It's been used, again, remember, for the past century, this has been something that has been used prolifically. I have some more comments on this as we sour on sugar right after these words. Oh, we are all set. We don't have a commercial. All right, so there we go. Let's keep going here. This is the focus on the sugar consumption in America has been really what isn't sugar so much as how much we're using. If you use it like anything else in moderation, it's not going to do you too much harm. But as the Mars company, the Mars family, Mars bars and all of the M&Ms, all the things they make there, loaded with sugar. General Mills, one of the key users, Kellogg, the cereal companies, they have had tremendous influence in the sugar areas. Sugar for children's cereals. A lot of people, when the children say, I want some Cocoa Crisp, Mommy. Give me some Cocoa. Well, that's what mothers and fathers do without thinking about how horrible it is. You send your child off to school in the morning after feeding them that stuff. No wonder the kids are bouncing off the walls, because their diet is all sugar and it makes them all hypered up. That's one of the negative impacts on children. And then the more sugar you eat, the heavier you get as you get older. Regulators saying that the food and beverage makers are going to be required to disclose on nutrition labels starting this year how much sugar has been added to the product. You know, it says on the label, the nutrition label, how much sugar is in it. But how much did you add to the product? Cutting the amount of sugar is going to be a difficult task, as I say, because there are 22,000 products made in America that have high fructose corn syrup still in them, even though there's been all of this focus on high fructose corn syrup over the past 2 or 3 years. Yogurt, for example, big commercial yogurts, lots and lots of that in there, juices, drinks, that sort of thing. 52% of Americans say they're avoiding artificial sweeteners now. That's really a big number. 22% of Americans are restricting their sugar intake based on the information.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.